Ne'er-do-well, written and read by Simon Pegg. The cave seemed to go on forever, a vast tectonic bubble receding to an infinity of shadow. Powerful spotlights lit various areas where trophies and keepsakes hinted at past adventure, and an array of impressive vehicles gathered, an awesome assemblage of potential and kinetic energy. Elsewhere, the blackness folded in on itself, swirling into corners, endless, impenetrable, much like the mind of the man who sat at its flickering heart. The hub was comprised of a central console, surrounded by various readouts and screens. Data from across the globe ticked into the mainframe to be displayed, analyzed, and evaluated by the figure sat in thoughtful repose amid the array. This was his lair, his base, the place he felt most relaxed, most centered, most at home. It was like the Batcave, but with faster Wi-Fi. Simon Pegg scanned the myriad info screens, searching, penetrating, squinting in a way that made him even more handsome. Across the feed bank, a dizzying strobe of information flickered before his steel-blue with a hint of rust eyes. Stocks and shares rose and fell. Disasters, wars, a cat attacking a baby on YouTube. An old woman ravaged by hunger holding out her hands in supplication to a faceless militiaman impassively pointing a rifle at her head. "It's not fair!" Pegg's bitter mumble cracked across his lips. "That cat should be put down!"
"There's a telephone call for you, sir." A metallic voice chirped over the intercom.
"Jesus, Canterbury!"
Pegg yelped. "Can't you make a ding-dong noise or something? It really makes me jump when you just speak like that."
"I'm sorry, sir," apologized the faithful robotic butler. "I didn't mean to startle you."
"Don't worry about it," said Pegg, putting his feet...